When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture. Luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. This place sucks. My car sucks. The president sucks. My job sucks. My football team sucks. My life sucks. To that I say, suck it up. I mean, really. You're listening to a podcast on a smartphone via the internet. How bad could it be? What a time to be alive. So the fundamental question there is, it sucks compared to what? I'm not saying that you're lamenting like that. Not saying that at all. I'm saying that we probably all have lamented. And probably going to do it a little bit later today. We did it yesterday. It's just a matter of keeping this all, maybe not front of mind, but close to the front of your mind. The idea that how you look at something makes all the difference. Your perspective makes all the difference. The lens through which you view the world makes all the difference. You know somebody who's negative, and they're always complaining about something. Never is everything right. Something's always wrong. You know somebody on the flip side who's incredibly positive, and they're an awesome person to be around. They're inspiring. They have this charge of positivity versus somebody whose charge is negative. So what's yours? How are you looking at the world? I think it's so important to have a sense of where you are, to get that sense of where you are. Who are you? Where are you going? What is your position in the world? And then think about it in terms of however you're thinking about that. Think about it compared to what? I know that there are a lot of problems that we as human beings are facing right now. And how do my problems stack up to problems that other people are facing? How are George Grumbacher's problems compared to somebody's problems in South America right now, in Venezuela right now? How are George's problems compared to the problems of people in Syria right now? And all over the world, places in the United States, Georgia's got it pretty good. And I don't know anything about what your situation is. I'm just imploring you to get a sense of where you are, because how you look at things makes all the difference in the world. So how you look at your car, your house, your job, your life, is there an opportunity to change your perspective? Again, put yourself in somebody else's shoes. Imagine you had just escaped a war-torn country, which are a lot of countries all over the world, where there was no food, no infrastructure, no freedom, no future, and you find yourself in your current life. How would you look at things now? Would it be the same? Or would it be completely different? And again, I talk about this because I fall into the same trap that everybody else does. And I need to hit reset to take a step back and remind myself of all of these things as well. So here on Thanksgiving, obviously, it's a time where we give thanks for the many gifts that we have. for all the amazing blessings that we each have. So, in spite of these challenging times, revisit what makes your life great. Get a sense of where you are and keep that. And how will you keep that going? I think that, it is gratitude. And being intentional about being grateful. Think about on a daily basis, maybe right when you get up in the morning, things you're grateful for. Family, community, your health, your ability to earn an income, whatever these things might be. And then also think about introducing this concept to your family as well. I was sitting around dinner the other night, my wife, we have a 3-year-old and I guess he's 7 weeks now. And at this point, it's probably a little tough to go around the table and have a conversation about what everybody's grateful for. And maybe you think, well, that's so cliche and it's stupid. But I don't think so. I think it will be, and I know that we will do it, such a powerful thing just to frame life in terms of what is it that you're grateful for, to be thinking about and considering these things. Because when you're being grateful, I think it's awfully tough to be angry, probably tough to be envious or jealous. I think it's tough to be bummed out. So putting that sense of gratitude to work and the practice of gratitude to work, not only on Thanksgiving, but as frequently as you can, I think that that will remind us of all of our many blessings. So get and keep a sense of where you are. I think that that's probably one of the most important things that any of us can do. So happy Thanksgiving. You do your part by doing your best.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.